Lack of capacity. If a patient's capacity to make a decision is impaired, the following process takes place. A doctor must provide the patient with all appropriate help and support to maximize their ability to understand, retain, use or weigh up the information needed to make that decision, or communicate their wishes. Care plans can be made on behalf of a person who lacks capacity by involving those people closest to them, family, friends, carers, professionals, and taking account of any advance decisions or advance care plans that have been made. Also, inquire as to whether someone else holds legal authority to decide which option would provide overall benefit for the patient, an attorney or other legal proxy. The powers held by a legal proxy may not cover all healthcare decisions. If no legal proxy exists, a doctor or specialist must take responsibility for deciding which treatment will provide overall benefit to the patient. They must consult those close to the patient and members of the healthcare team to help them make decisions. If the patient has made an advance decision or directive refusing a particular treatment, the doctor must make a judgment about its validity and its applicability to the current circumstances. If the doctor concludes that the decision or directive is legally binding, it must be followed in relation to that treatment. Otherwise, it should be taken into account as information about the patient's previous wishes. If an individual lacks the capacity to make decisions, the processes required by the Mental Capacity Act, 2005, should be followed to ensure that the individual's best interests are pursued. In England and Wales, if there is no legal proxy or relative to represent the patient, the doctor must approach their employing or contracting organisation about appointing an independent mental capacity advocate, IMCA, as required by the Mental Capacity Act 2005, MCA. The IMCA will have authority to make inquiries about the patient and contribute to the decision by representing the patient's interests, but cannot make a decision on behalf of the patient.